Today we're talking with Pam Stafford, who is a candidate for a second term on the Bronner Park City Council. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Bruce.
4 years in, you're going back for more. What is it you'd like to do, given another go-around?
Well, what I think that I would like to see is a continuation of the work that this council has done so far in terms of balancing the budget, or attempting to balance the budget. I'd like to see us do more in economic development. We've started moving forward in that process, and I'd like to see some of the things be accomplished that we've been working on over the last 4 years that I've been on the council.
You got a couple of specifics that you're particularly interested in?
Well, one thing that we've done is accept Sonoma Mountain Village vision that they've brought forward to us. And I think that another thing that we are trying to accomplish and we've been working on diligently is improving the relationships that we have with the businesses in town and with the school district and the Sonoma State, and hopefully make us all help work together to improve the economy by giving businesses better opportunities to expand or helping. For instance, at Snow Mountain Village, they have a business incubator that we have helped support so that we can bring some really good, solid businesses into town, some good jobs into town. Jobs are really important in this economy, in any economy, and I think that that's what we've been trying to do, and that's what I would like to see us continue to do.
Jobs seems to be one of the mantras of this campaign cycle, no matter who I talk to. Any particular measures that the city can take to facilitate that?
In terms of jobs, I think the more we can do to help business owners and property owners to fill their empty spaces, which will bring jobs. Obviously, if we have people in the stores, in the storefronts, in the business buildings, that will bring jobs. So we've been working with commercial and real estate people to help streamline processes, to make it more efficient, to be able to get businesses in. Our planning department and building department have been very, very cooperative with businesses trying to bring in their business here to Roanoke Park to make the process as clear and concise and as simple as possible so that we can get them up and running as soon as possible.
The jobs argument has played out on both sides in the Walmart issue. If you're there for another 4 years, it's bound to come back.
Walmart really wasn't an issue of jobs. It was an issue of legality. What Walmart was trying to do was expand their existing business. What they wanted from Roanoke Park was a building permit to expand their existing business. They had a legal right to apply for that permit. They had a legal right because they met all the qualifications in terms of space, in terms of parking, everything else that they had to meet to qualify for that permit, and we didn't have a legal right to tell them no.
In the other issue, casino lurking on the horizon, you think that'll come back up while you're on board for another 4 years if you're successful?
I hope not.
It's a hot potato.
I hope it does not come back.
In the city of Roanoke Park, what do you see as the greatest challenge beyond the immediate economic situation?
That probably is the looming issue, of course. I think trying to keep the amenities for the people that make Roanoke Park what it is. It's a unique community and that it is very family-oriented. I think that what we want to keep are at least the amenities that can make their families be able to have their soccer teams and baseball teams and the swimming team. And we've tried to keep those we've kept all the parks open. We've tried to keep a number of pools open so that we can continue to be a sports community, which is what Roanoke Park has been known for.
Pam Stafford seeking a second term on the Roanoke Park City Council on November 2nd. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.